This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Let's start with these noises.
Come here. Oh. Hello,
and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. Once in Akron, Ohio, in a Denny's parking lot, I got a ride from a stranger in the opposite direction of where I needed to go for roughly six blocks before I tumbled out at a stoplight. Anyway, Lucy's in the background playing with the squeaky ball. Probably not the best thing I should have happening while podcasting, but, you know, I feel like people tune in for the bonus Lucy-based content, and I feel my partner in crime, Mr. Chris Gersbeck, is no different. Chris, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really great. Thanks for asking. It's a muggy day, a humid day. Can it be both? I stand by it. It can be both muggy and humid, right? Or is that redundant?
It's a little redundant, but I would describe humid as being thoroughly uncomfortable, whereas muggy, I would just say it's like mildly uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're not losing your mind as a result.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right. So, yeah, and it's been raining a lot today, and people are freaking out, and with good reason.
Enough. A rainy day really can ruin a good hair day.
Oh, my gosh. Or it can make for an incredible hair day the next day.
Oh, yeah?
In my opinion, you know, I think so.
Never thought to use the rain to my advantage.
Oh, I've been doing it since the 80s, Chris. I'm glad you asked. No, a lot of times what I'll do is a rainy night, I'll come home and then I'll just go to sleep with my rainy hair, and then I wake up the next day feeling like a damn champion. Because
mm-hmm.
It's just something, you know, something to try, something to shoot for.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. And anyone can take these hair care tips. I just dash off without even noticing them myself. But as always, we have an incredible episode in store for you. What is this? Is this episode 121, dare I say?
It is 121.
Where does the time go? Why does the time go? Mm-hmm. But it does go. Before we hit record on this incredible action-packed episode, we have some Patreon members we need to thank and take care of some business.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon, we're on Patreon. Not to great effect, I'll say, though thank you to the people who are supporting us on Patreon. It's not quite the get-rich-quick scheme we've been led to believe. No, that's not why we're doing it, but we do it to help, you know, cover some of the costs of doing this whole incredible podcast, which is
server costs.
Oh, all the costs.
Hair care.
And making and know. Hair care. And the t-shirts and patches and things like that. The goodies, the bonus things. If you want to support us on Patreon, which you'll be helping us out with this podcast and Dave Hill History Fluffer, which we encourage you to get on board with if you're not already. Also, breaking, we have a new podcast debuting in a few weeks. I don't even think we want to talk about it yet, do we?
Not quite, but we will.
No. We will. I'll give you a hint.
It's coming soon.
It has something to do with detail. Well, I don't know. Now I'm being too cryptic / obvious, but I want to basically getting it back to go to patreon.com/Dave Hill help us out for as little as a dollar a month, you can make quite a difference in mine, Chris's, and Lucy's podcasting lives, and give us the will to go on podcasting like the wind. But anyway, we need to thank a few people. And yes, your Patreon contributions pay for the squeaking sounds in the background. There is a software I bet we could buy with Patreon money that would edit that out if we wanted, but I don't think we do. I think people like
people like that.
Bonus Lou Bear contributions. But we want to thank Kat Smith of Hamilton, Ontario. Kat Smith is the Hamilton Salt Shaker Top Loosener. That's a pretty good nickname, right?
It's a common prank. It's an all-time, it's a classic.
But, is that a good gang member name? I feel good about it. That her yeah. Dangerous Snakes Who Hate Bullshit gang member name. And if you join the Patreon, you get instant membership into the Dangerous Snakes Who Hate Bullshit street gang. And for as little as $25, you could get an actual Dangerous Snakes Who Hate Bullshit
T-shirt
designed by me, Dave Hill, aka Chocolate Satan. That's my Dangerous Snakes Who Hate Bullshit name. Did you know that?
Chocolate Satan. That's the first I've heard that.
Yeah, it is. I think.
But what's my nickname? I don't think I ever got one.
Gosh, you have to get one too. What do you want it to be? I mean, usually I don't like to let people have input.
Something kind of violent, but in a playful way.
Okay, Chris Gersbeck, Flat Tire Giver. That means you step on the back of people's heels. It's not snappy enough. I should work on it.
We'll come back to it next.
We'll come back to it. We'll work on it a bit. We also want to thank Jed Jackson from Parts Unknown. Jed Jackson. Chris, are you okay?
Just coughing.
Oh my god. But I mean, why?
You know, sometimes you get something stuck in your throat, you just gotta cough it out.
Sure, yeah. Well, okay, I just was worried about your health. Jed Jackson, thank you so much. You're Dangerous Snakes Who Hate Bullshit gang member nickname is Jed Jackson, the stoplight finger giver. Is that self-explanatory, Chris?
I think so.
I think it is. I mean, like, basically, I'm coming back. Like, maybe I've talked about this on this incredible podcast before. If I haven't, what I wanted to say was that when I was a pretty young thing, growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, there was this street called Mayfield Road where it was like all fast food restaurants. And my friends and I would drive up and down the street and you'd see like kids from other high schools, you know, rival high schools.
Yeah.
And you'd see them and we would just stare at them.
Like intimidating them?
No reason. Just stare at them. Yeah, just like until... My friend Tim and I would stare at the people until we would do it until they would give us the finger. Because like eventually if you were to stare at one of your peers for long enough, a stranger, they would eventually give you the finger because they were just like, why are you staring at me? But I think that it's a very funny funny thing to do.
It is, yeah. When my brother first got his driver's license, he's a couple years older than me, one of our favorite pastimes was to just drive around, pick someone at random, and then just follow them.
Oh yeah, we used to do that. The thing about that, that's absolutely insane.
It is.
But my friend Tim and I used to do that too. We used to pick, but we would do it to like two other dudes. We would never do it to like,
oh no. Yeah,
woman driving alone. we would do it to like two other teenage boys. and they would eventually like pull into a parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, one time these guys, they pulled into a parking lot and we pulled in and they stopped and we stopped. Then they got out of the car and just started chasing us and we just drove away just howling. It was the most entertaining. Oh boy. I also made the prediction at this same time in my life that, because this was, you know, a simpler time when police, they didn't drive SUVs yet.
Mm.
So police cars were always just like a sedan, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I remember as a kid, I was like, if police would drive SUVs, that would be way more intimidating. And sure enough, they eventually started driving SUVs.
That's why they do it, so they have a little height over you.
Yeah, it is more intimidating.
I think I read that's why there's cops on horses, is just so that you can get a higher view of everyone, like crowds and stuff.
Yeah, also, like, a buddy of mine used to, my friend Mike Gregg in Cleveland, he used to take care of the horses.
Oh, wow.
Like, his job was working at the stable. And he worked at the stable, and he said another reason they dispatched guys on horseback to, like, do crowd control is that the horses calm people down. Like, something about them that people see the horse and they're like, oh, horsey. Like, it connects with their inner child. And they're like, no matter what's going on, there's some aspect of the criminal mind,
right,
that says, a horsey, and everything's fine.
Right. Makes sense.
So, we have quite a few things due.
We do.
On this Patreon, I have to say. We thanked Jed Jackson and gave him a street gang name, finally. What's been our hold up? Apologies to anyone who's been waiting for these things. We owe a few things. You know what? The one thing that we have not delivered on, because no one has qualified, is the plane ticket, me flying to someone's home.
Yeah.
And singing to them anywhere in the world.
Dressed as a Viking, I believe, right?
Something like that. I have to read. Let's see.
I believe it's $1,000 a month.
For as little as $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cheap. It's all right here. Dave will fly anywhere in the world and sing your choice of either At Last by Etta James or Winds of Change by the Scorpions to you at your home or workplace while dressed as a historical figure of your choosing.
Oh, it could be anyone.
So there. Something to think about for the people with a little more money to burn, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What's
$1,000 a month, really?
Besides, you know, quite a bit of money. No, you're right. It's nothing. It seems weird that it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're calling Margaret Barrows in Layton, Utah, with a rambling voice message. She's earned it. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Calling Margaret.
Hello? But,
she answered. We haven't figured that. Because they have to hang up. I mean, they have to not answer for it to be the rambling voice message.
I think that's at least the second time she's answered.
She always answers her phone. We learn this. Okay. Man. We'll try again. We'll try again in a little bit.
Yeah.
But, man.
Like later in this episode, we'll try.
Maybe. Yeah, remind me, and I'll remind you, and we'll make it so. But, basically, we tried calling Margaret. Don't edit that part out, where we did try. But she answered, which is if someone answers, we can't leave a rambling voice message, but we can't also tell them not to. You see my point. Well, I just have to keep trying. But if you would like in on all these incredible benefits and to help show your support for this and or Dave Hill History Fluffer, to help us keep going, keep potting it up. Maybe people don't want us to podcast, Chris.
You think so?
No, that can't. Because I people always say how much they love the podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Plural. So I feel the love is there. But
I got a very nice email from Michael Lawless, who is one of our Patreon subscribers.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he turned some people on to History Fluffer. And then last Wednesday, that friend sent them a message saying, thank God it's Wednesday because there's a new History Fluffer out.
It's all working.
Yeah.
Our plan is working. Slowly but surely, we're going to get there. You know, and you might have to give my eulogy, Chris.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm a little older than you. And, you know, statistically speaking, you're probably going to die first. And,
I don't know about that.
No, please just promise me you'll give my, you know, one of many. I imagine a lot of people will want to give my eulogy. So, but I guarantee, I hereby let this be part of my will and testament that I would like you to be able to speak for up to, but no longer than 35 seconds at my memorial service and
it's
or
an honor.
Whatever it is.
Thank you. Yeah.
You can talk as long as you want at the wake, as long as it's not stopping anyone from gaining access to the Build Your Own Burrito Bar that I hope to have at my, that I will have at my wake.
You're going to have a Build Your Own Burrito Bar at your wake.
Totally.
Is it going to be provided by like a Chipotle type thing?
No, no. It's not no chain burritos. It's going to be like a local, wherever I'm living.
Burritoville?
Burrito. Don't get me started. You know, part of my brain, my lizard brain, I was about to say to you, Chris, I was just talking about Burritoville with somebody, but that person was you on, was it the last episode or the previous episode?
It's about 2 months ago, I think.
Was it that long ago? Because, no, gosh, they had this green salsa at Burritoville that I just can't say enough about. Quality salsa. Really, really good stuff. Anyway, the point being, yeah, what I was going to say is that when you do give my eulogy, say, Dave would have been thrilled with all of you Patreon subscribers that subscribed in the last days of his life. Anyway, let's get into the crime blotter. For anyone that doesn't know, the crime blotter originated on my radio show, the goddamn Dave Hill Show, on WFMU, and now I'm gonna do it here. We've been doing it here a little bit, and it is it's a segment in which we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happened to have taken place in northeastern Ohio, where I just so happen to be from. Lucy's fully asleep now. She's just like, oh boy, Lucy, do you want to bring me? Or she's sleeping. I don't think she doesn't want to bring me the ball. Do you? Do you want me? Lucy, ball? No. Or you just want to lie down? She's the prettiest girl. I can't even... Don't even get me started. Anyway, Lucy is getting up.
Did you have a good Father's Day with her?
Oh, yes. She licked her butthole and then licked my face. That's one of the things we did. We went to the dog park. It's another thing we did. She's now kind of like... Lucy going to sleep and... bring me the ball. Come on, sweetie. When she goes to sleep... And then gets back up and is like, I got a ball. And she like starts stomping on the ball and kicking on the ball and putting it in her mouth and stuff. Yeah. It reminds me of like when a drunk passes out and then wakes up and resumes doing whatever they were doing. Like, come on.
Who's gonna challenge me at darts?
She's like that. Come on. Right, Lucy? You're not unlike what I've just described. So, anyway, let's get into some of these crimes. Cue the crime blotter music. Woman suspended from job shows up anyway, is arrested. I love, you gotta love her work ethic.
Yeah, she's a, wow, that's great. All right, keep going.
Unwanted guest, they're describing it. Noble Road in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Very close. Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Dave, isn't that the next town over from where you grew up, which is to say University Heights? Yeah, that's 100% true. Unwanted guest at 11:10 a.m. June 6th. Yes, that's 3 days after my birthday. Police were called to a home that was being painted. The supervisor of the paint crew told police that a woman who had worked under his supervision had been suspended for her poor work and other wrongdoings and was not to be on the site. Despite her suspension, the woman showed up for work that morning and started painting the house. Look, police spoke with the woman who said she was not suspended. When the supervisor again confirmed her suspension, officers asked the woman to put down her brush and leave. The woman, 38, ignored police and continued painting.
She just wants to paint.
Yeah, I've painted houses. Very relaxing. Officers took the paintbrush from the woman and she began to walk away. When officers asked her several times to identify herself, she refused to do so. Eventually, police attempted to take the woman into custody. She made her body limp and refused to walk to the squad car. Officers had to pick her up and carry her to the car. At the jail. What?
Sorry, I think that's the second story you've read where the person's gone limp.
It's the best thing to do. If the police are dragging you off, you go limp. Mm-hmm. Make their job hard. Yeah. Officers had to pick her up and carry her to the car. At the jail, the woman behaved erratically. I think we both saw that coming. Getting on her knees and stating she needed to go to the hospital because of chest pains. EMS personnel checked the woman and determined that she did not need a hospital visit. Later, this story goes on. This is one of the longer entries in the crime blotter. Later, the woman complained of back pains and again wanted to go to the hospital. Again, EMS deemed that unnecessary. After being let out of her jail cell to check on her condition, the woman refused to return and resisted attempts to carry her back inside. I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. She was eventually talked into going back into the cell. Police charged the woman with disorderly conduct. That's how they'll always charge you with disorderly conduct. That's how they try to get you.
Well, it's easy to get away with. You just, yeah.
Yeah.
Can make it up.
Yeah. Man, oh man. Well,
because she just wanted to paint the house. That's all she wanted to do.
The way I see it is just let her paint the house. You know?
I wonder, was she expecting like a paycheck? Or she just wanted to...
That's why I consider this an open case. Because we don't know. We don't know. I bet she was thinking, let's just stay the course. And they'll probably just forget that they fired me. You know, it's like that Seinfeld episode where George goes back to work after he quit. He thinks
right.
That no one notices. So it's probably like that, I'm guessing.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
Yes, I have been fired. I was fired. I mean, I used to paint houses, actually, and I was fired once or twice by the customer, and with good reason. I mean, I still maintain that I could have turned it around, but I was the worst. I I'm an artist. You know this about me, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You're an artist. Oh, thanks. What happened was, I started painting houses, and then I very quickly, this was during the faux finish and mural craze of the late 90s. Are you okay? What happened? Did you hit your head?
I almost dropped my mouse.
Oh my God. Randy?
Randy, yeah.
Your pet mouse?
Put him back in his cage.
Yeah, you don't drop Randy. Hey Bear, Lou Bear, come here, sweet Bear. Lucy's looking at me. She's like, "Oh, he's still podcasting." So I started doing faux finishes, marbleizing, what have you. You need your kid's room to look like a jungle? Bring it on. I could do that. You want the bathroom to look like an aquarium? Sure. But
You would design the characters, like you would draw like a lion and or fish or whatever.
Totally, I did all that.
That's cool.
And I was good at that. But what I was bad at was putting tarps down, and not getting paint like in the carpet and on the floor and. Basically anywhere that could get covered in paint. I was not good at not getting paint on stuff. And that was bad. And so there were occasions when people were like, "Whoa, you're fired." So you'll run into that now and again. Whatever. And I don't begrudge. There was another time a guy asked me to do this finish and like, it was not going well, but I knew that I would eventually make it look awesome, but I went home for the day and he saw it and they were like, "We got to get this guy out of here." And so like I had already painted the ceiling and it looked sweet and they loved it, but they're like, "The walls look horrible." And I was just like, "I can fix it." And they were like, "Just get your things and go. How about that?" So, I felt bad about that.
Were you like freelancing or was it?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't work for anybody. I was just like literally some kid borrowing his mom's car.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say kid, I was in my 20s. So, I'm glad that was another time. And I'm glad I got. And then my mom owned a temp agency.
Oh, nice.
And she and her friend, formed their own temp agency, and it's still around today, even though my mom is not around. And I was hired to work at like a bank, stuffing envelopes and doing various things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fired from that.
Oh no.
And because it's a long story, but like basically like I knew this guy who was also hired and I was just like trying to like crack him up. So I was joking around a lot and they were like, "What's so funny?" And I was like, they're like, "Why don't you get your things and go home?"
Oh my God.
And I was like, "What?" And so I had to call my mom's company and be like, "Hi, I was fired." I am the only one of my family members ever to be fired from my mom's company. Even though my mom, the company, their client fired me.
Yeah. Did they know who you were?
No, they didn't know I was a legacy hire.
Yeah.
But it was definitely like, if someone had to bet like which one of my siblings would be fired from the company, anyone would have guessed me without question. But so whatever. We all saw it coming. But
I used to work at Temp, and I also worked at an actual agency. And it was the worst job I ever had.
It's the best though. I think those jobs are good because they inspire you to pursue your dreams. Because you're like, if this is what going to doing something I don't love is like, oh my gosh, I want to do what I love. Yeah,
I like the temp. Like, I like when I was placed on jobs as a temp, because for the most part, you would go there and just like sit at a desk and not do anything for like eight hours every day.
Yeah, because a lot of times they just want you there to in case something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, were you fired?
No, I was never fired. I don't think I've ever been fired. I'm perfect.
You're perfect. You are a perfect guy. I'll give it to you. I'm going to give that to you.
I mean, but like an actual job. I've had, you know, projects and stuff where people have just kind of, we've just kind of started ghosting each other. But a long time ago.
That happens.
And, you know, like bands and stuff. Sometimes you just kind of stop. You just kind of stop talking to people.
You mean bandmates?
Yeah. Various reasons.
Oh, any band that I have ever been in, basically that's what happens. I don't think I've been in any band that breaks up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you just stop doing it without discussing the stopping.
It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah, that way it's sort of like ghosting the band, I guess, mm-hmm. even though you're all kind of in on it. I hope to be fired. No, I don't want to be fired from another job. I hope to never be in a position where anyone could possibly fire me. Though I guess, arguably, I always am, you know?
Yeah. I got laid off once. Does that count?
I'm going to say no. Okay. Even though, come on.
They actually ended up bringing me back.
Oh, no. I actually was on a job where they tried to lay me off. I guess they were trying. Where I was writing on a TV show, the first TV writing job I ever had. They were like, "Hey, we don't want the." They were kind of in this weird holding pattern, and it was like not a guild job. Mm-hmm. The first writing job I ever had in television, and they were like, "Hey, can you just not come in anymore for a while?" And I was like, no, you hired me. So either fire me or I'm coming back. And I don't know. I was out of my mind at this point in my life. I may still be out of my mind, Chris. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, I was just like, no, I'm working here unless you fire me. I was not unlike, I guess, the woman who painted houses and got fired and showed up anyway, even though she was fired, I guess.
Did they fire you?
No, they were like,
you raised this guy means business.
Yeah, they were like, okay, I guess just, but everyone, all the other writers left. They didn't work. And I was like, no, if you want me to come back, then you can't have me leave in the first place. And we're like, okay, I guess. And it was just because I was insane that somehow I was able to convince them of that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think I have what it takes to stick up for myself that irrationally anymore.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was rational. I don't know. I think what had happened is I had moved from Cleveland to New York. Or I didn't even move. I like came for a long weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And got offered this job.
Yeah.
I didn't lie. I just never told him I didn't
live. You just never told him you didn't live in New York.
I just happened to never mention that. And then eventually they were like, what's up with this guy? Anyway, gosh. How do we get on to... Well, I guess... All from that woman that was fired from the painting in the next town over from where I grew up. We're all the way. I wish the people of Ireland or anyone, email dave@davehillonline.com or podcastingincident@gmail.com and give us some, I guess the only feedback I can gather is that people keep listening. So I guess we're keeping the quality, but sometimes I'm like, I just talked 10 minutes about getting fired. I should be chastised by the public at large for that. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what my point is.
Did you ever leave a job and people... Because I have temped a lot, and I've left jobs, and people are like, "Oh my god, it's gonna suck without you around here." In my head, I'm like, "I didn't do any work here. Like, this place is only gonna get better."
Yeah, I mean, I had a few. I had a job once, right after college, where I did clerical work at this music publishing company. And because it was like I was trying to make my band happen, and I was like, that's sort of music business. It is music business. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it's kind of like working in music, even though I was just doing clerical work. And they had me like doing all this stuff, this big project, like this catalog they were putting together. And then I finished it over the course of however long, several months or whatever. And then I was working there some more. And then my band kind of started, you know, we got a little heat on us. Things started to happen. And I only worked, I think, like 3 days a week or two, something anyway. And the other days I worked at a homeless shelter. And so I was coming in less and less. And I was sort of like, I can't really stick to my old schedule. And they're like, well, everyone knows you don't really do anything here anyway.
My God.
But they didn't say it like, you piece of shit. They said it like in a very nice way. They're like, the person was like, everyone knows you don't really do anything here. We just like having you around. Like, you're fun to have around the office. You kind of check in on everybody, you know, say what's up, and you put music on. So, yeah. You know,
personality goes a long way.
They're like, we know you don't. You serve no purpose here, but we don't mind, you know, throwing a few bucks at you to just come in as the hype man and the vibe guy a few days a week. And I was like, oh, really? You know that I don't do anything? I didn't disagree. I was like, yeah, I don't do anything here.
Yeah.
And so it was sort of freeing, actually, that they were like, they just liked it when the bosses, like the owners of the company, would come in 1 or 2 days a week and like they'd be like, you distract them from us. Like, you go in and hang out with them. They think you're like this fun young guy, and as a result they don't bother us and we can just get our work done.
Yeah.
And so it was sort of I miss that job. The more I hear myself talk, I don't miss going to an office. I'll say that.
No, I can never go back.
No.
I've been out of office life for 2 years now.
Yeah, it's nice being able to. I mean, like, I haven't showered in days, Chris. And I might shower after we get done here. Might not.
That's true. You don't have like a. Because, like, I work part-time at a few different places, but I don't have, like, you don't have, like, a steady, like, three-day-a-week thing or anything, right?
No. I mean, I'm DH 24/7.
That's my goal, be DH 24/7.
Oh, you don't want to be DH.
I mean, you know.
Psychological torment is not great. But you want to be CG.
CG, which is also plenty of psychological torment, but...
Yeah, I guess everyone... Also, when you are totally on your own working, doing your thing, I think that psychological torment is
part of it.
Is more. You get bonus torment.
That's true.
I could be wrong. But I tend to think so. Though who knows? Because you kind of keep going like, this episode has really turned into about jobs, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it has.
I guess it really has. But I kind of go like, oh my gosh, what else would I possibly do? Because I'm ruined for the real world. I can't ever enter polite society again. I'm too far gone. You know?
Yeah, it's weird when like your resume becomes something that's just, you know, you obviously have a lot of accomplishments, but it's not anything that would get you hired in like anywhere. Any kind of office job.
Yeah. No. Ever.
Those
million trillion years. Mm-hmm. I have no practical skills. None. I don't know. I figure, you know, I only got to live a few more years and be fine. Everything's fine. I shouldn't talk like that. That's not healthy. Oh, jeez. I just dropped something. Gosh, we didn't get to any more crimes, but maybe we should get to another.
Let's just do one more.
What I'm learning about the crime blotter is, it's just really a real conversation starter.
It is.
And with that, we move on to Shaker Heights, Ohio. Shaker Heights, Ohio, Dave, isn't that right down the street from where you grew up? University Heights? Yeah. Literally could walk into Shaker Heights from my front yard in about 3 minutes.
Nice.
Maybe it depends how fast. I guess if I was running. Woman arrested for bringing knife to court. This could go dark very quickly, but let's give it a shot. Carrying a concealed weapon, Lee Road. This is my stomping ground. At 9:20 a.m., June 11th. That's like a week ago. Mm-hmm. A Garfield Heights woman, 19. Reported for a Shaker Heights municipal court date and was found to have a knife in her possession. The woman was charged with carrying a concealed weapon. Oh, that's no fun. But you gotta wonder, why do you bring a knife to court? I don't know.
Well, yeah, they always have those metal detectors out there. I don't know.
It just seems like...
What's the end game? Was she gonna threaten a judge?
I don't know. Maybe she just like walks around with a knife and just happened to be like, oh, yeah, I went through. Maybe we talked about this before, but I went through airport security with nunchucks by accident.
No, we've never talked about that.
Yeah. A handful of years ago, I actually, it's probably about 10 years ago. I used to do this comedy routine that involved nunchucks, and they were not like what they were, the practice ones that were padded.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but you know, they'd get whipped around and I would ruin them, and you know, they wear out and you got to get yourself some new nunchucks. So I was home visiting my family in Cleveland and I passed a nunchuck concern and I thought, oh, might as well pick up some new nunchucks while I'm in the area. So I did, threw them in my duffel bag, and then attempted to carry them back on the plane, not thinking for a second that that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. Did they confiscate them?
Yeah. Well, I went through security, and then they pulled me over. They're like, what do you have nunchucks in your bag for? And I was like, oh, that, I forgot. And they called the police and the TS, anyone who could possibly have been on the scene was on the scene. Mm-hmm. And I had to like make a statement and do all this stuff. And they were actually going to give them back to me, but though I had to check them with my luggage. And I was like, I'm good. And then I went to the gate, and they sent some guy over, and he's like, I need to get a statement from you on why you thought it. Why did you carry nunchucks through security again? And I was like, I'm a comedian, and oh boy.
I love having to explain anything comedy related, you know, like when it's out of context. Like, I've had wigs in my bag before for, you know, comedy stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I'll go to pull something out, and then like a wig falls out, and someone's like, why do you have a wig? It's really hard to explain.
Yeah, I had to get rid of some things in my apartment for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, in the event of my sudden death.
Good idea. Yeah, like a Rasta wig or something.
I had a Rasta wig from a short film I did, a YouTube video essentially, with David Rakoff. You can see it. Search David Rakoff, Dave Hill, Stomp, and you can see the Rasta wig in question. Mm-hmm. And then until recently, I also had a very large dildo that also bought for comedic purposes, and I decided it was time to get rid of it. Reluctantly.
Yeah, it's always, I don't know, like when I have to buy something like that, or I have to like you know, like create like a flyer for something, and I'll find myself like, you know, my friend Jen and I, we do that show Softcore at QED where we just show like vintage porn,
mm-hmm. you know,
comedians riffing over it.
Sure.
And like when I'm creating the flyer for it, I realize I'm just Googling porn. Or like when I have to like edit the clips down a little bit, and then like I'm just sitting at my desk at home, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just editing porn, and it's part of my quote unquote job.
Hey, it's an important job, and it brings joy to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
So yeah, Jen told me she's like looking for titles. Like she'll be on the subway, like looking for movies for me to download for the show, and then she realizes she's sitting on a packed train in the morning on rush hour, like looking up porn.
Oh, well, if I may recommend a film for you, may I suggest a little movie I like to call Bear Behind Bars.
Bear, B-A-R-E.
I'm just going to send it to you. Oh, damn.
Oh, from 1980. Perfect.
Yeah, this one is a real...
Oh, wait, is it hardcore, though?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No, I mean, it gets like... It takes a turn, I'll tell you that. But,
Reading the description here, it sounds excellent. Here's the plot on Wikipedia. In a woman's prison in Brazil, the inmates are young and beautiful. The warden is a sadist. All but one of the guards are cruel, and the nurse is incompetent. To make it difficult for the inmates to hide contraband, they wear no underwear. All right.
So you tell me.
I'm surprised how long this synopsis is.
Oh, this is Women Behind Bars. This is a different movie.
Oh.
But,
this one's from Brazil, I think.
It looks just as good. Yeah, this one looks just as good. Yeah, the Brazilian one, that's the one you want. I'm not anyway. Yeah. I recommend that.
All right.
For your little show, Chris, you sicko.
No, I mean, it's actually surprisingly hard to find good movies to do for this show, because if you just show hardcore porn, we found, for longer than like 90 seconds, it gets really awkward really fast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of, I've covered this. I feel like I was just talking about this. I was just on, the Bennington show on Sirius yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And they were talking about, cuckold porn, which is apparently, I guess, porn, self-explanatory, I guess. And I was saying, I was like, you know, I don't really watch porn. I feel like now, late at night, I kind of go on Pet Finder and just look at cute dogs. And then I look at guitars and I watch like guitar solo videos and then I go to sleep. And I don't know if that's if I'm losing my maybe I'm not as horny as I used to be.
Maybe.
Medication
can do that.
And maybe my medication, speaking of which, I need to go to the store. But anyway.
That's yeah, bear my, behind bars. I'm gonna I think try you're, to I'm find just, that.
I just think you're in for a real treat, and I'll leave it at that. We are, I think, out of time.
That's right.
Where does the time go?
I just kicked my trash can over. Did you hear that?
It had it coming.
The bumps are too.
Let's ride off into the podcasting sunset once again. We will, I promise, have a live in-studio guest soon, but I'm really enjoying these one-on-one, mano-a-mano convos we've been having, and I hope the listeners do as well, Chris.
I hope so.
I think they do. The stats don't lie.
They don't.
They at least tolerate them. So until next time, watch your backs, watch your rooftops, and be careful out there. Stay street, stay hydrated, get tested.
Oh, feel better, Frank Conniff.
And feel, yes, Frank, a friend of ours in real life and a friend of the show, which is also real life, the more I think about it. But he's doing well, right?
He's doing well, yeah. He had a surgery, bypass surgery, and he apparently is recovering very well. So
good. That's yes. Good to hear. Yeah, get well, Frank, very soon. And until next time, keep up the good work, everyone. We're very proud of you. And pull your loved ones close and go pet your dog or cat, whatever, or someone else's. Good night.
Good night. Bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.